Happy, happy, happy. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Sean Acor researches how people can rewire their brain to be happier. In his latest book, Before Happiness, he identifies what comes before both happiness and success.
I would tell people the same information about how happiness can be a choice, about how happiness is an advantage, and here are the habits we know that lead to greater levels of happiness. I started asking the question of why. Why would people not make choices that would lead them towards greater levels of happiness? And what I realize now is that before you can make any changes to your success or to your education or to your health, your brain first has to believe that your behavior matters. We need to actually help people to be able to create a reality in which they see that change is actually possible.
Acor says a positive, engaged brain is something you're not just born with. Instead, it's something you can actually choose.
There's actually a third option. You don't have to just be your genes and your environment. You can actually use voluntary choices in your life, your free will, to create positive habits that when you make those habits, we see your genes get expressed in different ways. We find your happiness getting divorced from just the external reality, and we find people's levels of optimism rising above what we would have guessed based upon their genetic set points.
He says there are two things that accelerate the brain toward growth: the perception of progress and seeing the finish line as being close. For example, when writing a to-do list for the day, include something you've already accomplished. And as an employer, have incentives for workers that happen all year long. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.